G'day everybody, and welcome to another fantabulous audio review for supermarcy.com. Today we're going to be talking about Sir Ridley Scott's latest sci-fi epic, The Martian, which is starring Matt Damon. Joining me for this, I'm your host, Chris, the Chrysosaurus Rex, and joining me tonight is the mother of all, holy leader in all things awesome and super, Super Marcy herself. And on the other end, we have Bede the Jerkinson Jerk, who is also known as the Terrible Australian.
That's right.
How are we all doing tonight?
Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
Yep,
oh, wait, sorry. It's Matt Damon. Sorry.
Yeah. And I should also note that this is the third film in which audiences have had to sit and watch Matt Damon be rescued. So we'll jump straight into it.
Mike's being rescued. What can you do?
He is the Princess Daisy of the movie world. Let's just say that.
Princess Peach.
Oh, sorry. Princess Peach.
All right.
Synopsis. Okay. Basically, the synopsis of this film, which is actually an adaptation of an Andy Weir novel of the same name. So during a manned mission to Mars, astronaut Mark Watney is presumed dead after a fierce storm and left behind by his crew. But Watney has survived and finds himself stranded and alone on the hostile planet. With only meager supplies, he must draw upon his ingenuity, wit, and spirit to subsist and find a way to signal to Earth that he is alive. So we'll just jump straight into it about our thoughts on the film, and yeah, so Marcy, let us know what you thought of this film.
First, I was kind of expecting the movie to be about me, because my real name is not Marcy, that's my nickname.
Shocker.
The shortened version of my name, my full name is Marcella, which actually means Martian or Mars, or, you know, Mars the god of war. So my name means Martian, so I thought naturally it was going to be about me, but no, it was about Matt Damon.
Yeah, how dare they not make a movie about you, Marcy? I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, so that was a big disappointment. But no, I really love this movie. I guess it would be my top five for the year so far, easy. And welcome back, Ridley Scott. After, I don't know, I guess I got put to sleep with Exodus, and that was one I was really looking forward to as well. It just feels like, I don't know, he's revamped himself or something. Completely had my attention the whole way.
It's interesting because Ridley's a filmmaker that, you know, is constantly making films, but
they're always, you know, different too.
They're very different, yeah. I suppose that's a point I'll get onto later. But, you know, he's really making better films than other big-name filmmakers that are in his league, but he still gets overlooked. But, yeah, anyway, carry on.
Yeah, so he's definitely making a bit of a comeback to good movies. But, yeah, this was a really engaging, an interesting movie. A pure survival film. Even though, not that we get the sense that, you know, he's got a lot to live for, but it's just Mark, the character of Mark, just basically he wants to live, he wants to survive. And he does what he can on Mars, to survive and let them know he's still there. And I thought that was interesting. It's a movie where you don't have a good guy, you don't have a bad guy necessarily. And you see the incident from different points of view, from Mark's, from the crew, from NASA, and, you know, people back here on Earth. I thought that was really interesting. And just the way you place a lot of importance on someone's life, which you don't often see in movies anymore. Whereas you have an action movie where, you know, 100 people die, no one cares. In this case, it's like every life is worth something, which I really appreciated in in the movie. But yeah, Matt Damon's really good in it. He's really entertaining, and it is just him. You know, he grows potatoes with his own shit and then has to eat it. but, you know, stuff like that is just really entertaining. Like, who knew watching a guy alone on Mars would be interesting? But it is. And, you know, a lot of the other stuff's really good and really well handled. And it, in a way, like, there is a lot of, I guess, realism in there. Like, you can understand, you know, it's going to take a really long time to do all sorts of things. It's not something they can just click their fingers and it can happen. So you could actually believe, like, you know, that that could happen in the near future. Whereas I think they're planning manned missions to Mars, but I don't think, I think it's one way, whereas in this movie it was a two way. So yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. And I know they, when NASA's involved in a movie, they need to be involved in it to some degree. So there's definitely, you know, real, I guess, science and stuff behind it. So yeah, I mean, I really enjoyed every aspect about it. I'll pass it over to Chris.
We'll go to Bede.
I'm gonna have to agree with Marcy. I absolutely love the film. It's pretty much everything that I love in movies. Like, it is a crowd pleaser, but it's definitely one of the better ones. And what I mean by that, it's like, it sort of has a bit of everything. You sort of got, it has drama, it has tension, it has sort of interesting themes and ideas, and it's also very entertaining and also surprisingly funny as well, which was kind of one of the things that I found most surprising about it, is just how funny it is. And just sort of seeing, and I think all of that was due to Matt Damon. Matt Damon's a guy who can, you know, who has that sort of everyman quality about him that, like, no matter kind of what film or he's in, you can just immediately relate to him, and he's able to sort of project that, whether it's in a sort of dramatic role or comedic one. And in this film, he gets to kind of show off both those sides, and also to show off his character's intelligence as well. And it, to me, what I really liked about the film is, like, you can definitely tell that like, I haven't read the original book that it's based on, but from what I hear, that the author pretty much spent years doing tons and tons of research to make sure that everything that happens in the film, both what happens to Mark Watney on Mars and what NASA would do back on Earth, would be, I guess, to be as accurate and as realistic as possible. And you can get the sense of that while watching this film. And then also in another way as well, is that this film is definitely a very optimistic film, and that it actually sort of takes a major crisis like this with and to bring the world together, and pretty much having people sort of stop, you know, bickering and fighting amongst each other for once, and actually standing together to help this one guy out who is, like, millions upon millions of miles away, and try to bring him home. And that's what I think is so fantastic about the film. It sort of has, it's just everything about it works. I can't even think of anything in particular that I would say is flawed about it. It just is an almost perfect film. And also, just, it's brilliantly directed, brilliantly written. It's definitely Ridley Scott back to form after, so, and to me, this is like his best film since American Gangster. And also, it just has and also great supporting cast. Everyone's utilized really well. Nobody doesn't feel like they're being underused at all. So I just think it's just a fantastic film, and just everything about it is great. And also, it has one of the best soundtracks of the year as well. So it's just a fantastic film.
Yeah, we actually said after we saw the movie that it was probably his best since around American Gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks, guys. Well, I'm going to share my thoughts. And again, look, I was so anticipatingly waiting for this film because I'm probably one of the biggest Sir Ridley Scott fans out there. I do kind of look past a lot of some of his lesser liked films and be all like, oh, no, they're still good. But this is by far one of the, if not the best films of the year. Again, I'm really, really upset that I didn't read the original novel in time. But that's still not going to stop me from going and reading it. And again, just knowing the author's intentions behind it, you know, their involvement with NASA and just really getting this down pat to be as accurate as possible. And I know there's films that can do that and be like, oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But this made it so much more interesting. And what I love about this film in particular, apart from it just being a very well-directed, very well-acted, very well-scripted film, is it's very unlike a lot of survival films that have been made over the years. Like, for instance, you know, you've got Castaway or even Gravity. These are people that are given backstories and they have a real reason to come back to whatever it is. You know, like in Castaway, Tom Hanks is so anxious to get back to his wife. So, you know, he'll give up whatever it takes to leave the island to get back to his family. But in this, we know next to nothing about Matt Damon's character or his crew. And that's something that they just hint at. They drop hints of, you know, what their life back on Earth was. Just very tiny little hints. Like, you don't know if he's got a wife. You don't know if he's got a family. I mean, towards the third act, or even towards the last 20 minutes or so, he mentions he has parents. And it's like, oh, but you don't need that. You don't. This is a film where you don't need this massive backstory. You know, as soon as he realizes he's stranded, the first thing he says is basically, I'm not going to die here. And it's not out of desperation because I'm not going to die here so I can get back to my family or this or that. It's just that pure reason that he wants to survive, and knowing what he has to do through, you know, such intelligent science and intelligent thinking, you know, of planning. And that's what makes the film so much enjoyable to watch. You know, the fact that he's doing this just to survive day by day, not, you know, for any other reason than just to see, you know, to see how long he can last for, which in the long run is he's got to try and make his base livable for 4 years, because that's the only time, that's when the next Mars mission would arrive. And look, Matt Damon is just fantastic in this role. He hasn't really been in a lot lately. You know, he had the cameo in Interstellar last year, and then he had a bit of a break, but he's really, really back on form. And this, the entire cast, I mean, as with a lot of Ridley Scott films, he has big name actors. Like, he has just all these big name actors, and he's working with a lot of actors that he hasn't before, but still he's got a massive ensemble cast, and everyone is used beautifully. Like Jeff Daniels, you know, who could have easily, this is a role that people could have said, oh yeah, it's very villainous, but it's not. There's no good, as Marcy said, there's no good guy, there's no bad guy, they're just people. And when they have a disagreement, it's about, you know, be it how the media is going to see it, how, you know, what issues there are going to be with their plans for saving him. That's the conflict in the film. It's just all about bringing this guy back. I mean, you know, yeah, there's nothing special, but it's just the fact that there's someone alive on Mars. And I mean, the humor in this film is so intelligent, you know, like how he, and I know that's something that they kept very strongly from the book, just hearing interviews and other reviews, and just, you know, even in the face of death, he's still having a ball. And Bede, you mentioned as well, the soundtrack is phenomenal. The score by Harry Gregson-Williams is fantastic, as are the other songs used in there. They're just really well edited into the film. But look, just on a side note, I know a lot of people are saying this is Ridley Scott coming back to form. And I just couldn't help thinking, just watching the first 10 minutes of the film during the storm and all of that, I just sat there thinking and looking at the costumes, looking at the set design, and I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm thinking of Prometheus, because just the set design and everything was just screeching Prometheus all over again. And look, that's a film I do love. I admit it has its flaws, but I still respect and love it. And yes, you both have said this is Ridley's best film since American Gangster. I do agree with that, but what he has made in between I think has been interesting. Exodus was a massive, massive miss opportunity, which is a shame because, you know, personally, who that film was made for, which is his late brother, Tony. I just, the fact that it's dedicated to him and there's, you know, such a missed opportunity in respect to his brother there. You know, he could have, you know, maybe hopefully he'll be doing a director's cut with that, like Kingdom of Heaven, you know, to make that just a much better film. But no, definitely one of his best in a long time. But like I said earlier when Marcy was talking, Ridley is one of those directors. He's well known. He's in the big leagues. He's making the big budget movies. He's working with big named casts. But he's kind of still overshadowed, and this is my own opinion. He's still overshadowed by, you know, the Camerons, the Spielbergs, the Peter Jacksons, you know, people that are making not as many films as they used to, but they still get praise. And you just, to be honest, the films that Ridley has made in between now and American Gangster, you know, so almost just over 7 years, they're still better. The worst of those films that he's made in between that period are still a lot better than the films that, like, Spielberg has made in the last 10 years. I mean, his last four films have just been really shocking, but people will still say, oh, they're brilliant. Whereas Ridley's kind of, you know, and that's why, you know, it is still nice to see him come back into form in a way. But just my own opinion in terms of what he's made in the past, because I know people will say, you know, oh, this is what Prometheus should have been. This is what, you know, particularly The Counselor should have been. You know, he should have been on ball. But Ridley has a habit of that with his films. Like in the 80s in particular and 90s, you watch his film record. He kind of goes up and down. He comes from a success down, 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 and then he'll come back again. So a good example is the 90s for him. He had Thelma and Louise at the start of the decade. Massive, massive monster hit. Then he started to go down with What Happened, and then, you know, there was the blow of G.I. Jane. Then he came back with Gladiator. And then the noughties have been much kinder to him. He's made more films, and they've been much more well-received. But as people have said, between The Martian and American Gangster, probably has been his weakest period. But still, I know that's probably just going into my own passion for Mr. Scott, because I just think he is a fantastic filmmaker. Just phenomenal. He's one of the main reasons why I wanted to pursue filmmaking for a very long time and get a further interest in just understanding how he works. But look, this is by far, like I said, definitely one of the great films. The other thing I couldn't help notice but watching it, and it's something that I've noticed through some of my Facebook groups, particularly anything Star Wars related with the new droid BB-8. Take a closer look at his Matt Damon's spacesuit, and don't tell me he doesn't look like BB-8, because he is so BB-8 in that film. But look, yeah, it's just a great film, and to be honest, I would say it is equal number one in my books at the moment. So, guys, let's get this to ratings and just any final thoughts you have on the...
I would, you know, without hesitation, give it 5 out of 5. I enjoyed it that much. I think it's that good of a movie. Yeah, I do look forward to seeing it again. I don't know really what else I can say. It's just that damn good. Bede?
I'm definitely giving it 5 out of 5 as well. It's definitely one of the year's best films. And like Marcy, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing it again as well, because it's definitely a film you have to see on the big screen. It just looks spectacular.
Yeah, definitely. And Christopher?
Yeah, 5 out of 5, man. I mean, this is equal my number one film of the year. Definitely it's in my top 5 favourite Ridley Scott films, and absolutely looking forward to watching it again. I'd recommend. I mean, look, in a year where we've got, you know, sequels, prequels, big action films, this film's kind of come out late in the game of sorts. But it's just outshone many, many things this year. And it's just, it is, again, look, I'll say it's nice to see a welcome return of Ridley to form in the fact that he's making a film that's working. I just hope that he can do it again with his next one rather than fall back into old habits. But look, I'll still love him no matter what he makes. But yeah. So there it is. That's a wrap, guys. Thank you very much for listening. Marcy, where can we find you guys on the internet this week?
You can find my guys at the Guy Shop.
What?
You said, where can we find you, like, to me, you guys? Well, you can check all of our stuff out at supermarcy.com, or you can follow my Twitter account at twitter.com/supermarcy, or you can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/sm.com/superpodcast, and you can find my Etsy store, which I think it's Etsy. Oh god, I don't remember.
Hold on, I think I have it here, so
I was going to like quickly look it up.
Etsy.
Well, you can look up Little Lily Store on Facebook, and the address is not where I can see it.
Etsy.com/au-shop-little-lily-shop-store. So,
yeah, thanks, babe.
Sorry, I fucked it up for you.
Yeah, shop. Yeah. So that's where you can find me, I guess. Bede?
You can find me. Up, you can find me just go around saying Matt Damon on a daily basis, but you can also find me on my Twitter page at twitter.com/bejamine, or my Facebook page at facebook.com/bejamine, or my fan page at facebook.com/terribleaussie, and of course my weekly writings at supermarcy.com.
And Chris is so right.
You probably won't find me on the internet much this week, but if you do, I'll probably be there rewatching the Aliens trailer, as I do once weekly. But
you mean once daily?
Once daily, I apologize. But other than that, I'll be on Twitter every now and then, which is at Gojira202387. Or hit me up on my Facebook page, which is Christopher Innes. That's about it, folks. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed our little spiel and my ranting on how much Sir Ridley is just so awesome. Please do check out The Martian. It's currently screening in cinemas nationwide. You can catch it in normal 2D, 3D, or at the IMAX. So get out there and see it. You shan't regret it. So looking forward to hearing from your feedback, and keep an eye out on the website for further reviews and of the such. So
yep,
signing off.
Catch you later.
See you, everyone.